The Future Tense podcast is supported by New Horizons of Minnesota, working to help professionals master communication, leadership, and customer service techniques with business skills training. Online at nhmn.com.
Intel rejects Microsoft Vista. An embarrassment for Microsoft or just business as usual? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. As of this week, Microsoft no longer sells the Windows XP operating system. The move comes 18 months after taking the wraps off the latest OS, Vista. Because upgrading is a time and labor-intensive process, many companies have yet to switch from XP to Vista. That includes chipmaker Intel, a Microsoft partner that, as the New York Times reported last week, is sticking with XP for now. Even though many analysts and online commentators see Intel's move as an embarrassment for Microsoft, Windows expert Ed Bott says it's not as big of a deal as it seems.
Intel is a Microsoft partner on the one hand, but on the other hand, they're a giant corporation. And their IT department and their computer infrastructure has the same needs that any giant corporation has. They want it to be simple, reliable, compatible, and as cheap as possible. So I think the decision that they made is our infrastructure is based primarily on Windows and primarily on Windows XP. We've got Windows XP deployed throughout our organization. It works, and there's no real benefit for us to go in and make wholesale changes and redeploy to a new operating system right now. In that sense, they're really no different from most other big corporations in America or around the world.
So is it or is it not sort of an embarrassment or a rebuke to Microsoft?
I don't think it's really an embarrassment or a rebuke. It's business as usual. I went back and found some articles from 2002 in which Intel had announced that they were sticking with Windows 2000 at that time. And in fact, they were doing a wholesale rollout of Microsoft's previous generation, three-year-old Windows version, and skipping what was then the latest and greatest Windows XP. By definition, large corporations are conservative. They have lots of in-house applications. They have lots of legacy hardware that has to be supported. And there are still corporations today in 2008 that are still running on Windows 2000 because it works for them, and the costs of upgrading don't equal the benefits.
Windows XP is no longer commercially available, although it will be technically supported for 5 or 6 more years, I think. Is there anything notable about XP going away now? I mean, there were a few people out there campaigning for it to kind of stick around.
Well, they made a lot of noise, but I don't think that they represented a really significant portion of the marketplace. The impact of the announcement today is that Windows XP can no longer be sold by Microsoft's largest computer makers to retail customers. Corporations can still install Windows XP. The so-called white box makers, the little guy on the street corner or on the in the corner computer shop who makes his own PCs, he can still sell Windows XP, and you can still go out and buy it from a reseller. So the big difference is that the Dells and Gateways and Sonys and Toshibas of the world will no longer be pre-installing Windows XP on computers for retail customers.
Ed Bott is an independent blogger for ZDNet and author of several books on Windows. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.